You know who it is, and you know what time it is. Time to piss off some feminists, trad cucks, and whoever don't want to know the truth. Oh well, let's get started. What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. A lot of us have been saying that this day was going to eventually come when it came down to this Charlie 19 pandemic, and that day has finally arrived. Now, this article was published on the 3rd of August. NYC becomes first major U.S. city to mandate vaccination proof for indoor dining gyms. Gentlemen, the yellow star has now been officially put into place. And for those of you who don't know what the yellow star is, look up old Germany. The program is the latest attempt by Mayor Bill de Blasio to encourage more people to get vaccinated against Charlie 19. No, this is not encouragement. This is outright force through fear. New York City will require proof of vaccination for leisure indoor activities at restaurants, gyms, and performances, becoming the first major city in the United States to do so. Land of the free, home of the brave, is no longer the motto of this country. More like land of the enslaved, home of the cowardly. Mayor Bill de Blasio, in making the announcement Tuesday morning at a news conference, said the program is known as quote unquote the key to NYC pass. Will begin in mid-August during a transition period before it will become fully enforced beginning the week of September 13th. To all law enforcement out there, I want you to remember something. They're still putting 100-year-old Nazi soldiers on trial. So the whole "I was just obeying orders," that's not gonna fly in the future. Quote unquote, "It is time for people to see vaccinations as literally necessary to living a good, full, healthy life," he said. "If you're unvaccinated, unfortunately, you will not be able to participate in many things." There you go. The idea of freedom, your body, your choice, has officially been stripped from you. Now, of course, a lot of us here who've been following this whole pandemic have been saying that one day this was going to come. While the mayor said he recognized that, quote unquote, not everyone's going to agree with this, he said the proof of vaccination will be, quote unquote, life-saving. No. Mm-mm. Nope. It will not be life-saving. It will be proof of utter and total compliance. The mandate is the latest attempt by de Blasio to encourage more people to get vaccinated against Charlie 19. Last week, he required city workers to get vaccinated or face weekly testing and offered $100 incentive for New Yorkers. Once again, if this vaccine is so good, why do you need to bribe people to get it? I'm sorry, But no, I have not seen people falling over dead. I've not seen visible signs of this. Unlike, let's see, the bubonic plague, if someone died from that, you could actually see the body. You could see people falling over in the streets. And I know someone would be like, well, back in those days, we didn't have the technology and blah, 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 blah. However, back in those days, seeing was believing. The everyday average person back then could see somebody fall over dead in the street and say, oh my God, that person died of the plague. However, with this, this has been one of the greatest Jedi mind tricks of all time. About 70% of all adults in New York City have received at least one vaccine dose, and 66% are fully vaccinated, according to city data. Once again, if you've gotten the jab, then why do you still need to wear a mask? If you've gotten the jab, why do you need to worry about people who haven't gotten the jab? No. According to a few nurses that I've talked to, of course, this not being anything official, but a lot more of the Charlie 19 cases are among vaccinated people too. So if that is the case, then that would mean that the vax and the mask mandates have failed. Bill de Blasio said the city would issue health commissioner's orders and a mayoral executive order for the mandate. The transition period beginning August 16th, according to the mayor, will most likely be spent reaching out to businesses and getting feedback about the new program. Now, here is where the rubber meets the road. The mayor said the requirement is meant to send a clear message. Quote, unquote, if you want to participate in our society fully, you've got to get vaccinated. It's time. There's an old saying. When tyranny becomes law, rebellion becomes duty. However, phrases like that, you know, give me liberty or give me death. Phrases like that came about during a time where men actually were not afraid to die for a cause. However, the modern man has been so thoroughly pacified, dumbed down, and beaten into submission. There have been numerous articles from military commanders talking about how modern men would not be able to cut it in the modern military. Now I know some people would come in and say, well, the military has become more high tech, so we don't need so many people. All it would take would be a solar flare or an EMP to knock out all electronics. What would happen if we were instantly plunged back into the dark ages? No more technology, no more nothing. Guess what? You still have to learn hand-to-hand combat. And unfortunately, the vast majority of men are too out of shape to do anything. But yes, there will be no rebellion. There will be no anarchy. There will be no uprising. However, if you're a man with half a brain, it will be time, in my humble opinion, to pack your shit and abandon the damn city. Because the line in the sand has been thoroughly drawn. Interestingly enough, the people who said that we were all crazy for saying that this day would eventually come, they're awfully quiet now. Honestly, I would have expected LA to do this first. But let's take a look at something else real quick. The convenience of this coming into play. The CDC moratoriums are officially over. Now, if you're working in NYC, guess what? You got to get jabbed. Get jabbed or you're not going to be able to go to work. You're not going to be able to make money. You're not going to be able to pay your rent or mortgage. You can be evicted. Perfect plan for total authoritarianism. Here you go. But all in all, NYC has now become literally 1940s Germany. And the people of NYC, you deserve it. You deserve it. You let it happen. You're not going to do anything about it. You're going to be just like sheep and comply. So, hey, it is what it is. Well, read the rest of the article. Let me know what you guys think. And ladies, the power will eventually go out. Feminism and your blind allegiance to the government will go out right along with it. Because as you've seen with the moratoriums expiring, Big Daddy government did not step in and save y'all like y'all thought he would. Hey, it is what it is. That's all I gotta say for this one. RPM, I am out.